place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hide it in a hiding place where no one ever goes. Put it in your pantry with your cupcakes. It's a little secret just for Robinson's affair. Most of all, you got to hide it from the kids. Choo-choo-choo, Mrs. Robinson, Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Sitting on a sofa on a Sunday afternoon. Going to a candidate's debate. Laugh about it, shout about it when you got to choose. Every way you look at it, you lose. Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? Our nation turns to lonely eyes to you. Woo, woo, woo. What's that you say, Mrs. Robinson? Joe and Joe have left and gone away. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
Good evening.
Hey, thanks for that was great
timing.
Yeah,
timing.
Just randomly
timing.
Randomly talk about some shit right as I turn the mic on.
Timing.
Good evening, everyone.
Timing.
This will be 10 dozen minutes of timing. Hot stuff ruining everything.
Timing. What's the secret to comedy?
I have no idea. Location, location.
Those are the three most important things about how to wear a hat.
Timing.
So I'm Jake, as usual, and with me tonight, as usual, are Riff, Hot Stuff, and
Timing.
Hello.
Sorry. I'll try not to be as annoying as I have been for the past 60 seconds.
Yeah. Well, I was doing the whole why thing to you for a couple minutes. So that was pretty obnoxious. Buzz. No more buzz. Haha. Uh-huh.
God damn it, buzzkill.
This is so complicated.
I know. Yeah, I got rid of the buzz by unplugging the goddamn laptop.
Power.
I need to find that episode of that Negative Land radio show that I listened to where the first half hour of the radio show was them trying to diagnose a hum, and they called somebody. What you have there is a ground loop hum. There's that guy that's in a lot of the Negative Land songs, only some dude it's now that guy, only instead of, you know, reciting Negative Land lyrics, he's trying to diagnose the source of a ground loop.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Let's see. Hot 7 and I just got back from my house, where we moved a refrigerator, replaced it with a cabinet
deep freezer.
And then mixed up a 5-gallon bucket full of cement.
Is your refrigerator gonna be sent to sleep with the fishes?
Well, yeah. what we're doing is we need the 5-gallon bucket filled with cement for more weight on our trebuchet, which we're gonna use to launch the refrigerator into the canal.
Awesome.
With somebody in it, because yeah. the movie has taught us that renders you impervious. To the bomb. Yeah, the movie. There's only one movie.
There's only one important movie.
Now that the fourth Indiana Jones movie is out, there's no reason for anybody to ever talk about or see or make another movie.
The funny thing was that they went through the effort to have a close-up that said lead-lined, as if that would make any difference in being just obliterated by an atomic bomb.
No, I mean, lead is... You know, what's weird is, like, you see pictures of schools in Hiroshima,
yeah,
and all that's left is the centers of a bunch of pencils just floating in midair where the children were when the bomb hit.
Right.
That's weird, man.
And just, like, those thin shells that make up the interiors of the rooms where they use the lead-based paint, and all that's left is this, like, crunchy candy coating that used to be the inside of a room.
Yeah. have we done anything else since Monday? We've been tweeting.
Is that tweet. I mean, is that the verb, is to tweet?
Yeah, it
wow,
is.
Wow, that's terrible.
Wow.
It's really problematic.
Yeah.
Somebody pointed out how every time I use the word tweet, I follow it up by saying tweet. Which is true.
See, I don't do the tweet. If I have anything interesting to say, I put it on my blog.
Yeah,
MinimumSafeDistance.org.
Yeah, no, you need to differentiate. Is that the thing that's going to shut off the radio show?
God damn it. Luckily, it is a 5-minute timer.
Oh, okay. Every 10 minutes, there's a restart window popping up on the computer that's broadcasting the radio show.
It's fucking great. I know. I just know. I am certain that one of these times I'm going to hit the wrong button.
And it's going to restart.
And it's going to restart.
I'm just worried that you'll like pop some of the window in front of it right after it pops
up. No, it pops up in front of whatever you're doing. It is designed to be optimally
obnoxious.
Annoying. Yeah.
No, but what I was going to say, Riff, is that you need to divide your thoughts into long thoughts and short thoughts. Because you really don't have a lot of room to say anything. So you just, when you have like something quick and funny, it's just like a status update.
Status upgrade.
Yeah.
Upgrade.
Like we'll be first class.
Yeah. It's like a status upgrade.
If you use Twitter, I'll buy you a nicer chair, Riff.
My chair's okay. It just needs...
time and they'll be free.
Yeah. And would you like a hot towel? Also, I'm about to launch the office into space.
From your trebuchet?
Yeah. Oh, man. No, the goal is to eventually build a larger trebuchet and launch the scale model trebuchet out of it.
That would be awesome.
Because we have a very small trebuchet, a medium size, like man size trebuchet now, and then we're going to build a big one, and then we'll just fire all three at once and just time delay
and explode into space. If Steppenwolf is to be believed. If Steppenwolf's research is correct, if we fire all of the guns at once, we will indeed explode into space. It'd be funny to just pretend that everybody who wrote any song in the 60s and 70s was actually a scientist, and every lyric was a published scientific theory.
Did you ever read Steppenwolf?
No. Yes.
It's good.
No. I read Siddhartha.
Siddhartha's also good.
But I did not read Steppenwolf. Yeah.
One of my college roommates, or fraternity brothers, I guess, had made this really kind of cool art project that was based off of that kind of thematically or whatever. But he put a typewriter on a table and had paper feeding into it, and all the paper, there's like a blank stack of paper on the left hand side, and then a stack of paper on the right hand side, and as it was going through the paper, it was being printed on with like red ink. Just like red paint. So there's like a stack of like paper that had just covered it, effectively like blood or whatever. It's just kind of interesting. Yeah.
That sounds very artsy.
Yeah, it was artsy, in fact. Right. It was sort of like a installation piece or whatever. Yeah.
Well, if Led Zeppelin's research is correct, and that person knows that all that glitters is not gold, then perhaps they could use the funds if they were to sell that art project to buy a stairway to heaven. Seems like a good theory to me. I can't think of any other songs. It's entirely not true at all, but I... You know. What other songs were there from the 60s and 70s?
I was just going to say that the crazy mad scientist Iron Butterfly would say Inagata Da Vida, and then go on for like 8 minutes with some sort of drum solo.
Right.
To respond to that scientific theory. He's more like an Ig Nobel Prize winner.
Yeah. Or the IG Nobel Prize winner. The guys that run the bar trivia that we go to are fucking awful.
They're just not smart, is the problem.
It's not even that they're not
They don't know how to pronounce
they
words.
They might be smart. They're just not very literate.
Okay, sure.
You know? And so it's, yeah.
So many of the questions, they mispronounce words.
They mispronounce words or just don't know what things. Like, pause in the middle, like, oh, man, what is this word all about? Like, you know, you could have read this before you got here and grabbed a microphone, right? Like, yeah.
What he said something the other day that was just completely It wasn't even a mispronunciation. It was something that was like a misunderstanding of what the word was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Like 2 weeks ago or something.
I forget. It was like some adverb that he wasn't interpreting as an adverb.
Yeah. And it didn't seem like it was that.
It had a lot of like I's and L's in it, I think. Yeah.
Millilippi.
Yes. Yes. And what he meant was Millilippi.
Right.
Yeah. What's the name of the kingdom? And the answer was Incan Empire.
Yeah.
Describing an empire as a kingdom.
Okay. Well, but I mean, we got it, because I was like, I have no idea. Put down Incan Empire.
Right.
Yeah.
That worked, except for the time when it was like, we have no idea. Put down four. Yeah. And the question was like, you know, what movie won Best Picture in 1997? Like, there was no movie called Four. Yeah, it was that golf movie. Won all kinds of awards. Had Tom Cruise and...
Speaking of which...
Well, Braveheart, Dorf, too. Dorf. And Braveheart was not Dorf. A name of any right. character
Dorf,
in that...
Dorf on golf,
or person.
Yeah, they listed a bunch of movies where... they were like, there were four movies that
two.
Won Best Picture
in the
90s.
Were two movies.
They said that there were four.
Oh, there were...
And you had to name two of the movies that were named after real people. The name of the movie is the name of a real person that won Best Picture. And they were...
Okay.
They were... They
weren't Braveheart?
Yeah, Braveheart was one of them. Not named after a goddamn person.
Right.
Named after somebody's nickname. Forrest Gump... It's fucking fictional. And then what were the other two? I don't remember what the two...
There were two real ones, right?
Like,
but they were Schindler's List. Which was not...
The name of the movie is not the name of a person.
Yeah.
And then there was another one that was kind of suspect as well.
Was it the Usual Suspects?
Because no.
That's kind of suspect. You know, partially.
It was a bad question. Because like, all we could think about... The only movie we could think about was like Aaron Brockovich. That's the only... like. Real person whose name is the title that we could think of, and we were like, I don't think this won Best Picture, but whatever.
I don't even know that it was in the 90s.
It was in the 90s, I think, because it was like... I think it was in the 90s.
Dryhead says, incorporate multi-use into the crafting interface, or at least some way to craft multiples at the same time with multi-use crafting. Wait, what? To craft multiples at the same time with multi-use crafting.
I don't know if that even means.
I don't really understand that question. Shouldn't have read it. I believe the C.D. Moyer says that /use/cast/eat/drink are in testing on dev.
I think they're all working, too. It's just a matter of whether we find some horrible bug with them.
Yeah, well, I know they were still discussing some sort of weird, unexpected things about the way that they worked. Like, they weren't accepting plurals correctly, which use 15 twinkly wads did not work, but use 15 twinkly wad did. That's going to be awesome. And it's just going to piss people off so much that they can't do eat 3...
Or /eat/drink/man/woman.
Yeah.
California!
Zortag says, any chance we could get something that allowed Wangs to be pulled/used from Hanks while in Roadrunner Hardcore? It's so frustrating to sit and do nothing while somebody chats with their annoying sword on.
We'd have to change the fundamental nature of Wangs, because they're just right now untinkerable.
And that was what Planescape Torment was about. What can change the nature of a Wang?
A Wong?
Two Wongs don't make a Wang.
Two Wongs have more chins than the Chinese phone book.
Yeah, the other movie was Shakespeare in Love, of the four.
Again, so not a single one that was the name of a person.
That was just Shakespeare. First of all, Shakespeare was not real. We all know that.
Yeah, it was that
Francis Bacon.
Bacon, lettuce, and tomato guy, right?
Yeah. That is an interesting conjecture. I'm interested to know if that's possible.
That Brian Moriarty speech about Psalm 69 or whatever.
47?
69.
I don't think it's 69.
Anytime there's a two-digit number, it's 69.
42?
69.
23?
69. I'm telling you, this always works.
So anyway, Psalm 69, if you take the 69th word and the 69th word from the end, which are both on the same page of one of the earliest versions of the King James translations of the Bible, the words are shake and spear.
But it's not, it was translated, this particular version of the Bible.
The King James version.
But I thought that the whole deal with
the first English translation.
It was translated by Francis Bacon.
He was among the people that was
right.
That was
and
doing.
That at Shakespeare's tomb.
It, yeah,
there
it,
is a there is a Bible
open
to that passage.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah. You know, it's that crazy numerology bullshit.
Except it's not necessarily numerology; it's coincidence.
Yeah. It is a pretty fucking weird coincidence. I will admit that is pretty weird, and it seems like something that somebody very clever would do. The most compelling piece of evidence that I saw, the most impressive thing in that speech was that they... Thank you. I just had to have hot stuff point at the screen where the dialogue to restart the goddamn computer just popped up. Basically, every notable person from that era... books from their library have survived. And nobody has ever found a book...
A single that book from Shakespeare's
not a single book that belonged to William Shakespeare.
What's interesting to me is that he created so many words. Like, so many of the times he'd have a situation that he was writing about and there wouldn't be a word for whatever he wanted, and so he would just make one up.
Lonely.
Yeah. Assassin. Like a lot of them come from other words or are similar to other words, but, like, he is the genesis of thousands of words that are now common English words. And
I don't know about thousands.
Thousands of
common,
English words. Thousands.
I
69,000 common English words.
I think you're exaggerating a little bit.
Yeah.
There were at least...
thousands of English
I remember
words.
There being at least 10 or 12 words that I'm like, wow, that is a word that I use every day.
And right, but he just listed some of them. There are just tons of them.
No, this was in a this
oh,
was,
there was
in
like a
high school.
Yeah. But what is frustrating is I feel like part of the reason that was possible was because there were no dictionaries. And now that we have dictionaries, there's like a reticence for people to accept new words.
Lol, what?
there was a comic. There was an XKCD that was like number of words author creates to, you know, in their fiction versus like how the likelihood of it actually being a good story or whatever.
Right.
And like, you know, that's true for everyone except for Shakespeare that I can think of or whatever.
Yeah, probably a lot of early writers, you know.
Maybe.
A lot of easy writers.
Yeah. But I just worry that we've sort of shot ourselves in the foot by codifying language as heavily as we have in terms of allowing it to be as organic as it could possibly be.
Urban Dictionary has a tendency to chodify language.
The fact that people make up, or the meanings of words shift so rapidly, I think is kind of interesting.
Gay. I think it's kind of gay. I know that offends you, hot stuff, but I just think it's pretty gay.
I think it's funny.
Funny,
of course, I mean tractor.
Old Macaroni says, I was just curious, are there any plans to bring back zombie pineal glands once the supply runs out? The supply is never going to run out.
Yeah, it's...
At the current rate.
Hundreds of thousands.
There are hundreds of millions.
69 million.
There are at least 69 million pineal glands left in it. Deathless Assassin!
Yeah?
The HCM stands for Shakespeare.
It
was mentioned that you might implement a setting where whatever title you show was randomized between all your custom titles. Any chance of implementing the same thing for avatars? I don't know why you would want that, you dude with 400 avatars.
I mean, that'd be... I feel like people would enjoy, especially the title one, because those people seem to have... If they have one, they often have more than one.
Yeah. The way that it works is pretty straightforward. I mean, it would have to be like a little toggle to randomize it every time you log on.
Yeah.
Which I don't think that many people would want it that way.
Really?
Yeah. I think they would want it to... I think if you told most people, yeah, we're going to make it so you can have it randomly select your title, they would want it to randomize it every time you whoized them.
I don't... I think they're fine with it every time they log
well,
in.
Well, they're fine with it not doing anything at all.
Right. But I think, you know, having it be consistent for a day is probably better than having it cycle through everything that they've... It was funnier...
Do you think it should vary day to day or taco to taco?
It was... At the Zombie Jamboree. It was funnier for xenophobes' favorite food to toggle every day.
Than every time.
Than every time you looked at
yeah,
them.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Maybe you could change, like, every time you log on.
No, that's exactly what I just said.
Oh, it is. Okay. Yeah,
that's how mine works.
Okay.
Hey, maybe we could do a radio show at 8 o'clock.
Inconceivable.
War Junkie says, can we get frozen shamrock shurikens? It's cold and it's slicey. Shamrock is like a dairy... Would frozen shamrock shurikens be made of frozen milk?
What? No, shamrocks are...
Shamrocks
clovers.
Are gas stations.
Those are diamond shamrocks.
Right.
Those shurikens would be the hardest metal. That isn't true.
Wait, what is
Maiden
this, what
is
this
hardest
Dairy
metal.
Queen shamrock?
Shamrock is like the... All of the milk crates that I have are shamrock.
Oh, like a right. Dairy thing. Wait, all the milk
you...
crates thing you have? How many milk crates do you have?
Probably none anymore. I used to have two. Yeah, I have 69.
I have on, you know, approximating 69 milk crates.
You do. I helped you move them.
Yeah.
A bunch of times.
I have used them to great effect for all kinds of things.
Yeah, like creating a fucking raised floor in the mini storage in case there's a sudden
I
flood
is in, a
in
mini
the middle
storage.
Of the desert. Yeah.
Deserts are the most likely places for flash floods. What are you talking about? The ground
like
is so...
riverbeds in deserts.
No, right? just deserts.
Yeah, okay.
Seriously.
All right, man.
The ground is so dry that it just... The water
I'll tell you
over.
What. The first time it floods here, we are having a snowball fight. Settle this once and for all. Celebrix says, question for Jake. Why not make Hobopolis songs usable, albeit for less time per cast, by non-accordion thieves? Like, if you have a rock and roll legend, you get 5 turns per cast, and if you only have a concertina, just 2 per. Question for Jake, part 2. Also, I don't think it'd be game-breaking to let them work on players under level 15 or castable by the same. It'd make them usable in hardcore and softcore, but hardly must-have since they cost 50 MP per cast and have limited casts. If still too much, maybe reduce the effect? That whole thing is really frustrating to me.
I mean, don't we want it to help differentiate classes some?
Yeah.
We've got ideas for other stuff that's going to be class differentiated.
Yeah. Well, I mean, part of it was because Accordion Thieves, the whole... We end up with a lot of, like, weird disparities because of the, like, 3 stats, 5 elements thing, and then in Hobopolis, we ended up with a weird disparity because of the whole 5 elements, 6 classes thing,
yeah.
And also because there wasn't a lot we could do with gear for Accordion Thieves. We
sort
said.
Because,
like, all right, we want gear in here that helps classes with the way that we mean the classes to be played. How do we mean for Accordion Thieves to be played? I don't fucking know. That was how that conversation went.
Because a vanilla Accordion Thief is...
delicious.
Yes. Stringy.
Free. Delicious. Accordion.
Evil Accordion.
That comic generator was fun. To work
it was.
A surprising
but,
amount of work.
It was.
It came out well, though, I think.
I think so.
Yeah, I agree. Number 11 still cracked me up.
I feel like we... I like the fact that there's, like, this archive of comics that people will then be able to refer to. It's sort of ever-growing and ever-present. So that eventually there'll be, like, a top 100, and maybe we could, like, renormalize it to, like, have those as the...
The
beginning ones or whatever.
Yeah,
somebody wrote a
grease monkey script to add
back and
left and right buttons. Yeah,
I was thinking about that, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know if we actually want to encourage people to go through the whole list because some of them are not funny.
Yeah, I think that we don't. Pardon me.
We could make a best of
what you do.
Yeah,
I mean,
best of the best of.
We could a best of the best of the best of, and it would just be one that I picked. at random. that's what would be funny about it. the goddamn Hobopolis songs, you know? Like,
know, the idea of being able to sell buffs through your shopkeeper in the mall is one that has some traction.
Yeah. It is. Especially since now I can just be like, hey, C.D. Moyer, make this happen, and it'll just happen.
That's true.
Something to be said for enthusiasm.
But I really don't care about saying.
I was going to look up what it was, but I just kind of played some Castlevania. Been playing the shit out of some Castlevania Order of Ecclesia.
Hell yeah.
I have to go buy a copy of that.
Yeah.
But I'll wait until I'm caught up on all my warps.
I have to wait until the DSi is out because my DS is broken, and if I'm going to have to buy a new one anyway, I might as well.
When does the DSi come out?
And what is the DSi?
It's that DS that has like a camera and like some other extra stuff in it that you know.
The screen is bigger.
It doesn't have a
slightly. Yeah.
Is it the same form factor as the current DS?
Yeah.
Yeah, the corner is a little rounder. It's a little thinner, I think. It doesn't have the GBA slot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a really major change. It is really that would render it very not so useful for me. Right, like I don't think I've ever used the Rumble Pack, but I still play a lot of GBA games on my DS. Not a lot, but occasionally I'll
play. I think my flash card has a...
Oh, and it's got GBA ROM,
so.
It's got an SD slot.
It's got a what?
An SD slot.
For what?
Yeah.
For, I don't know.
Maybe it's got a camera.
Oh, it's got an SD slot. It's got an SD slot because they're incorporating the wireless functions into... like downloads the way WiiWare works, they're going to have a DS version of that.
That's interesting.
Really, you're going to be able to just download games
onto... That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's interesting.
You know what was awesome? I saw a place, there was a kiosk set up at GameStop where you could play a demo of a game on your own DS.
Yeah,
you
would download
if you brought it in.
Download to the DS.
That was pretty slick. I'm surprised that it works. Cuz I didn't know my DS could do that shit. I don't do half of what my DS can do. All I do is play Castlevania. So fucking good so far. It is hard as shit, though.
Yeah,
this game is good,
it is.
But it is filling.
Which is weird, because now you're just repeating stuff that you've already twatted?
Twote?
You're twoting yourself.
No. If Ron Burgundy's research is to be believed.
Like, how is it compared to that?
It the game itself is like a cross between...
Simon's Quest,
and Portrait of Ruin. Yeah, so it's there is more to like. I played Symphony of the Night to like 100% completion, which I had never done before. I had like beaten it, and I think I had gotten 200% exploration on the castle or whatever. But I actually went and got every item and did everything in the game when it came out, when the Dracula X Chronicles came out, and it had the version of Sympathy.
Sympathy for the Devil's
Night. If the Rolling Stones research is to be believed, I was pleased to meet it and then expected to guess its name. But Symphony of the Night. It's good. I prefer the ones on the DS. Being able to see the map all the time.
Yeah, it's so nice.
Yeah. What's a little aggravating, I wish that, especially in Portrait of Ruin to some extent, although it did have the big castle, and probably so does, I'm sure that Order of Ecclesia also, eventually at some point, you will get to Castlevania and have to fight through a huge map. But there's like the top screen readout that tells you the monster that you just hit, and you know how many hit points it had, and what it's weak to, and how much experience you get for it, and has the list of its drops, so you'll know if you've gotten it.
Right.
Figured out what its item drops are or not. You can't have that in the map up at the same time, which I wish that you could get some of the information from that screen.
How do you put that on the top screen? I've always just had
like
the map
select.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. I think select toggles that. Between I just do it without thinking
they
about
give
it.
You a, they give so you a lot of information that is mechanical. It's interesting. It's an interesting choice to tell you what the drop rate is.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it's got those stars to tell you how rare the drops are, which is cool.
I'm just curious, like, it helps, it definitely helps you in terms of collecting everything, but I'm wondering, like, how did they get to that point where they thought that would be the right way to do it?
Yeah, I don't know. I fucking love it, though. I'm so happy with them for doing that. I believe that there is a point in their design phase where they sit down and they take every difficult-to-farm item and they make it so there is a fairly easy place to farm it.
You think so?
Yeah.
Huh.
There was a monster with two rare drops on it that you encounter in several places, but then later on there is one room where there are two of them and that's it. Right? And they're pretty easy to get to. There are a lot of places where there are monsters all over, but there will be one really close to a door, such that nothing really messes with you while you go in and go. I feel like it's on purpose. Maybe it's not. Maybe I'm just, you know, maybe my little pattern recognition machine that I use to be conscious is hyperactive in that regard.
Your DS?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen
your DS. The farming thing is, you know, I don't know. I don't know if I believe that that was a real thing that they did or not. But it kind of seems like it.
The DS is the first console that I've owned since a Game Boy. Like, I had like an original Nintendo. I had an original Atari. And then I had an original Nintendo, and then Game Boy, and then I didn't have anything, because I just had PC games. And I'm glad. I spent a lot of time thinking about it, and I'm glad I got a DS, though.
Yeah. You agonized over the decision a lot.
I don't buy things ever.
I know.
So I spent a year waiting for the iPhone to upgrade, and I got a DS, not in that order.
You know, we never have talked about the accordion thief buffs that we started talking about.
How are they going to fit inside the DS? Is the question.
Yeah, it's weird. You know, how many turns of them could you cast with accordion hero on the road?
Yeah, it's just that you have to open and close it a bunch of times to pump it. That's just going to be a mess.
Remember that puzzle in Phantom Hourglass?
Yes,
that was awesome.
That was one of my favorite. When I'm explaining how cool the DS to people, the DS is to people. That's what I explain. That's how I explain it to them.
Which?
The puzzle in the Phantom Hourglass where you had to close the DS and open it again to,
to
rub the map onto the
thing. So
there was a similar one I saw in a sort of point and click adventure game that did that.
Trace Memory.
Yeah.
I played that Trace Memories game where it's just you have to use the stylus to follow along the outline of a bunch of pictures. Pictures of bags of sand. Yeah. I am tired from the marginal amount of cement stirring that I did.
We're out of shape.
We are out of shape.
I think starting November 1st, I'm going to start trying to bike to the office.
Huh. I should do that too, except I live a lot further away from the office than you do.
That's true. So maybe every other day.
Be even better for me, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
You'd get into shape that much quicker.
Yeah. We tentatively with Pez Boy have this like 5-day backpacking trip into the Grand Canyon planned, and I'm worried. I'm not worried about getting down there, but I'm worried about getting back up.
Getting down's pretty rough, though.
Nah, I mean I've done it. It like
you just roll down. I mean,
you just jump. There's a zip line. They've installed a zip line since the last time.
Oh, that would be awesome.
That would be so terrifying.
Yeah, it really would be.
Like, there are a bunch of like. I guess they're not full size like human sized caves. There are a bunch of like holes like halfway up the sides that you could zip down to, and then you could zip down to the ground level without it. I'm just saying like.
And then it would make a neat net for catching helicopters.
That's true.
all of the zip lines going zigzag across the.
Yeah.
That you know what is probably going to happen is that I'm going to get down there. I'm going to think, you know what, fuck this. I'm
renting a
donkey. I'm getting a helicopter to get it. No, because you can pay at either of the places that we're camping. There is a helipad where you can just pay for a ride out.
Seriously.
Yep. I'm not going to do that. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be made of AIDS.
Yeah, you will. You would not. I would be surprised.
No,
you would have to admit a defeat.
Yeah,
so
I would never live it down. Nobody.
Yes.
I would just forever be that guy with more money than. Grit, you know. I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah,
I want to be gritty and real as dick.
It's frustrating because like when I was in Bolivia for 3 months and went hiking and went on a 100-mile hike, like at the end of that trip, and it was just nothing because I'd been living at 15,000 feet for months. So like going like down to semi close to sea level and then hiking was just like. Whatever. It's not a problem.
You hiked 100 miles?
I hiked 100 miles, yeah. It was a 7-day backpacking trip.
Then did you hike 100 more?
I don't know. Just to throw up on your shoes? No, it was, it went all the way around this park called Torres del Paine in Patagonia.
I see.
It was awesome. Every 8 hours, you were in a different kind of ecosystem, hiking along a side of a glacier.
So it's kind of like a nether storm?
Kind of. It is the closest thing to being in World of Warcraft I have ever experienced in real life, because you're walking along, and then suddenly the terrain will change, and
the sky is a totally different color?
Seriously.
Who outweighs you by 200 pounds just comes along and kills you with one stroke of an axe.
In one day, it was sunny. We started hiking up a mountain pass. It became windy and cold. It started snowing. And then we got to the other side and hiked down alongside this glacier, and then got to a campsite, and it was
space.
Foggy. It was just weird how many different kind of climates you go through.
Was there an underwater portion of the hike?
There was no underwater portion of the hike. It's underwater, that's always the last thing.
You didn't hike through any volcanoes?
No volcanoes. Yeah.
Arcane says, what will come first? Bashos, Box Tops, Nemesis Quest, Briny or Deepers, or NS15? Gonna go out on a limb and say Briny or Deepers.
What's the story of the Basho's Box Tops?
Yeah, we need to come up with something really disappointing and add it for multi-using 20 of them.
Alright.
I don't know, I didn't have any idea. You know, the reason that we didn't just immediately do it is because we didn't have any ideas. Mr. Mag was like, hey, you should make it so you can trade in cereal box tops for something. And I was like, yeah, that's awesome. What should it be, though? And he was like, I don't know. I'm not Mr. Magnifico anymore.
How about the thing that I always wanted to do when I was a kid that I never did was the build your own helicopter. Personal helicopter out of lawnmower parts.
That's a great idea. It can be a flying mount.
Yeah. Build your own helicopter.
But from cereal?
Yeah.
No.
Those were from comic books ads.
You
comic
get like a special.
Ads,
okay, what it should
a
be deco- is like
a decoder ring.
You should get like a special spoon that gives you some extra stats and adventures when you eat Basho's cereal or something, right?
Yes.
Now that's.
What if the helicopter allows you to fly to the Basho's warehouse and buy more Basho's? You don't like good ideas.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
No, but I mean,
you're gonna destroy your headphone cable on the underneath the. Yeah, there we go.
Am I?
Yep.
Okay. Well, if I have to,
we have certainly gotten a lot of use out of that crazy ass rocking chair thing that
Isn't
Mr. Skullhead was
a
going
car
to
car seat.
It's not a car seat. It's like a weird. It's one of those things where it's like a chair, but with a curved back, and it sits real low on the ground. They were popular for a while. Mr. Skullhead owned it, was throwing it away, and said, "Hey, do you want this?" It was like,
"See, you're making me inadvertently guilty about not taking iSpeculum's massage chair."
Oh yeah, you dick! I totally wanted that chair.
I did not realize that.
It was epic to watch it go.
It wasn't
did
that
it, did it? Was it broken?
Yeah, it broke.
No, but no. Oh, I mean, was it broken before? It wasn't. I guessed that it was broken after you threw it off a third-story balcony.
Second story.
Okay, it was a better story if it was the third story.
I know.
The third story is always better.
There's more comic.
How many stories are there in the Naked City? And is this one of them?
Million.
We should answer some questions.
We've been Whatever.
Fucking around way too much on this show. War Junkie says, can we get a reward for the third guild challenge? It doesn't have to be something great. Maybe a scroll of drastic healing? It could be interesting for Ascension. Paint Drinking Pete says, the can of black paint should be booze. If you aren't supposed to drink it, then why is it in a can? Let's see. Sarcasm Mage says, you should be able to cook Basho cereal in goat's milk. Everybody wants milk on their cereal. Yeah, but you don't cook it. Enter the Wumpa says, man, apparently some asshole was bitching about the opening to the second episode of Four or More, so they made it skippable. Isn't that bullshit, Jake? Isn't it? Nope. That's pretty awesome. I don't know how I feel, however, about the level in Forum Wars that is a parody of the Forum Wars forums.
Oh, that's confusing.
Yeah. And I went, I had some turns today, and I went in there, and it was so ridiculously difficult to beat. It wasn't difficult to beat, it was just really tedious. Like, all of the threads had, like, 4 or 5 times the hit points of other threads at the level, and all of your attacks did, like, a third or a quarter as much damage. So, it was just, like, hundreds of rounds of combat. And eventually running out of mana or sexiness, as I am a cam whore.
I see.
He was clever. They introduced that they previewed that one of the cam whore class's new attack in episode 2 is like, post a picture of 2 girls making out. I'm like, sweet, I want to do that. But then it takes so long into episode 2 to get to the level where you actually get that attack, totally keeps people playing because they know about that.
Huh.
Just the fact that like chicks making out is hot, that is a powerful.
Do you actually get to see a picture of 2 girls making out?
Yeah.
Is it hot?
I don't know. I haven't seen it. I haven't.
Hurry
leveled
up, dude.
I know. I need to level up. You know. And the thing is, it's like, it's not that, yeah, it's like I couldn't go anywhere else on the internet and not pay $10 to see, you know, pictures of girls making out, or video of girls making out, or video of girls making out with each other's crotches, you know? But somehow, it being in the context of a game, you know, makes it like, oh man, I want to see this girl skin her box.
But you just met her.
I know.
Yeah, I kind of want to make a permanoob, but to do that, you have to get to, like, level 10 with basically no character class, and then you have to make a new character that's the permanoob, but...
Ha. Yeah, I think I have the points to play another... I feel like reading about how the other classes play is sort of just as interesting as playing them, because it's not... There's not that much variety in what you're doing, you know? And I feel like any kind of turn, I don't think there's that much variety in what you're doing between classes in KOL either, you know? Like, I don't think that in general the difference between a Seal Clubber Bad Moon run and an Accordion Thief Bad Moon run is that great. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe we've done more to differentiate the classes than I think, but, you know, with Forum Wars, it's basically like everything is either an attack or a heal, you know? And, like...
Yeah.
You know, the difference that I found in playing the troll versus the cam whore was that the troll was just incredibly expensive to play because he had no healing abilities, so I constantly had to be using consumables to make any progress. And then cam whore was just, like, easy mode. So I don't know. I don't know what the... easy mode, plus you get to look at boobs.
It's a great life blessing.
So I don't know about I don't know. I'd be interested to see how the hacker class works. No interest at all in emo kid.
The emo kid is weird because, like, their attacks all do more damage when they're low on health.
Huh.
So
they could just cut the class.
Do they have the ability to do damage themselves?
I see what you did there.
I think
do they have, like, a cut yourself?
They kill yourself.
No, I don't think they do, but they do have, like, one ability that, just, it gives you, like, some buff for a few turns that if you die while it's in effect, you get resurrected, so you can stay at really low hit points, and...
That's interesting. That kind of changes the playing field a little bit.
Can you make, use the crafting interface from the chat interface at the moment? Like, make such and such, or mix, or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay. So... people who want to be able to make something and then immediately consume it will just be able to do so from chat.
Yep.
And that capability will allow any kind of grease monkey script to just go crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then if
do you think they'll achieve
Gnarls
sentience?
Barkley's research is correct. it will ask everyone if that makes it crazy.
I see.
That was not from the 60s or the 70s.
No.
I know. Although those guys might have been born in the 60s or the 70s.
There are a ton of bands that have made songs named Crazy.
That is true.
Crazy. The bands are not called Crazy.
GigaShadow555 says, 10 dozen minutes of what's on Boing Boing's front page. Making fun of the last show, but it looks pretty good compared to this one, huh?
What? You keep making fun of the show itself while we're doing the show.
I know, because we're doing a terrible job.
Of answering questions, but that's not necessarily where it's at.
All right. Need Money 90 says, what are the chances of making a drink slash eat after crafting option in the craft menu? Well, this thing. I guess, I don't know. I've always resisted the whole use or eat or drink link on items when you acquire them, but it's probably retarded, you know? It's probably a losing battle. I fucking love it that in 12 Sands, when I make or buy something, I have a link to use it or equip it.
Right away.
You know? Yeah. But I don't necessarily like the way that it looks, you know? So it's just one of those things. I don't think it would be that big of a deal, though, to just have a little unobtrusive text link. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then do you put it in everywhere? You know, do you put it in when you get in? Like,
probably.
That's frustrating to me, then. You know, you are guaranteed when you buy something from a store to at least be in a position where you can use it. Like, if you pickpocket something, should it get the link?
Because you can't use it, right?
So... Then when stuff drops at the end of combat, should we get the link?
If it's a combat item, you could use it, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, but you already have a link right on the page to use it, if it's a combat item.
Unless it didn't refresh your
list
of combat
items. It does. That bug is not that... Those bugs are not that prevalent. And I still... I have to talk to CD Moyer about this. We still need to do the thing where you can just set a bit on somebody else's account that will force a total session reload.
That will... I mean, that's important, I feel like, in some of the stuff we're working on now, isn't it, to some extent? It's related to stuff that's important now. It's going to be, especially
because
with some of the stuff we were talking about last night.
Yeah, because of the... And should we just talk?
I'm all anti-spoilery.
We've been working, and you know what? Don't get too excited about this, because if we can't make it fun, we are just going to throw away everything that we have done, and you'll never see it. So don't get your hopes up too much. But been working on the just giant PvP revamp, real time PvP against other players, and it's
giant.
It's fucking there. It is there, and it is ready for us to start coding up how all the skills work. I had a fight with CD Moyer where we.
The first fight.
Yeah, it was a great fight because we got in there and realized that we were both Moxie classes with shitty melee weapons equipped, so it was nearly impossible for us to hit each other, so it was just a lot of like, you miss, you miss, you miss, you miss. And then he had also, the weapon damage function was just placeholder to roll a D3, so when you did hit, it was like 1-3 damage. That ruled. My computer's about to restart. But yeah, so we came up with some ideas last night that are a little meaner than anything that we've been thinking of. But that will require
they'll make it really interesting if we decide to keep them.
Yeah.
But they definitely require reloading the session.
They'll make the people that like to grief very happy, which I think is a not an insignificant portion of the club populace.
Yeah, but we you know, you got to be careful not to make it too unfriendly or the clubs don't have anybody to pick on.
Well, yeah.
I still think we can do it. I think that given, you know, I was never able to come up with a satisfying asynchronous PvP system, right? I just, you know, I never was really willing to pay a lot of attention to it. I think that we can make this fun. I think that we can make it interesting.
Huh.
How what?
Nothing.
Did you have another idea that you
didn't
want to talk about on the radio? But yeah. It'll be weird. It'll be like we're going for that whole it's like KOL enough that it still makes sense to you, but it's different enough to be something new and exciting. That's yeah. I'm stoked. I've been stoked about it since early July.
That's true.
But it is very rapidly becoming something that is real.
It is going to take a tremendous amount of balancing and testing. So it's not going to see the light of day for months.
Months. Yeah. So it's
like we're not even we're talking well many 2 week intervals.
Yeah.
So
maybe Q6 of 2012.
Yes.
I mean, Q69 of
69-69.
Of 69-69, yeah. In the year 69-69, if bitches still be looking fine. That's how that song went, right? I wish I knew the name of that band so that I could talk about whether or not their research was to be believed. Because that song was from the 70s. I looked it up. It was some band that never did anything else in the year 2525 song.
Zager and Evans.
Oh, yeah. Zager and Evans. Sweet. Oculus knows all kinds of stuff. LeSpector says... Oh, right. Yeah, you're just good at Wikipedia. LeSpector says, Jake, maybe your car would run better if it weren't made of solid gold. Well, the battery's not made of solid gold. Because that wouldn't work.
I still... My favorite... One of my favorite mental images is you just running out of gas and having Lexus deliver you a new car every time your right. car ran out of gas.
Just discard the Lexus along the
way. Yeah. Over the years, there's just the highway is just littered with discarded Lexi.
That is how I roll. No, I only have the one Lexus. I really want to keep that car. It made me sad that the car suddenly became unreliable. You know, like, because that never happened. It was a good car. It was something that I could... It was change I could believe in.
It wants to watch the new Knight Rider series, and you're not letting it.
It's true. You know what? I did have a lot of problems with the tires until the dealership was all like, hey, how about these crazy nitrogen-filled super tires that are just made of solid lead?
The tires will survive a nuclear blast.
I know. In fact, all you have to do if you see the bombs falling is crawl inside the tires. Did you ever live anywhere? Did any of y'all ever live anywhere where there were like a lot of spare tractor tires laying around?
Yeah, like playgrounds.
Because you could get in a tractor tire and then have somebody roll it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. Pretty fun. I remember doing that when I was actually young enough and small enough to do that in just a normal truck tire.
Huh.
That was exciting.
Like when you were a fetus.
Yeah, when I was a fetus. Yeah. That's actually how babies are birthed in the Midwest.
I see. shoot them right out of
it. C-section, truck tire, and then you roll it into the middle of a demolition derby, and the kid has to survive.
Aren't told to go boil some water. They're told to go take the tires off the truck.
Yeah. Just one of the tires, unless you're having twins.
Right.
That's why it's such a big deal whenever somebody has, like, quintuplets.
Yeah, because they're like, damn, I need a second truck.
Up on another truck. Yeah. C.D. Moyer says, also, why did you guys make such a cash grab by adding equip requirements to the chintzy equipment? That was...
That was a weird supposition.
Yeah. That post of anything that I've seen in the last 6 months or so just convinced me that I just can't pay attention to any complaints on the forums, because if that kind of logic will fly, if anybody thinks that that makes any kind of sense, then nobody can be trusted.
I guess we can talk about it, because like the whole point of all those equipment requirements was specifically for the PvP stuff.
Yeah,
so like stuff has to be, you can't have at level one access to stuff like that, because it will just it just isn't possible to make it balanced.
We run into these problems, right, where real-time PvP is super tricky if we don't put some constraints on you when you go into real-time PvP. So the basic premise is that there are sort of different bands, different weight classes, kind of. And you go into a weight class, you are restricted to equipment that belongs in that weight class. So, like, What we're trying to do is create a situation where there can be interesting PvP for like level 3 players, because you're fighting against you're not necessarily level 3.
Yeah, that's the other tricky bit.
You can fight at level 3. You can be a level 99 guy and say, okay, I want to fight in lightweight PvP. So it basically, when you are ready to go into the fight, it's going to cap your stats at a reasonable level. And it will basically make it so everybody goes into PvP with the same stats, which is, frustrating. So, but that's equally frustrating to design for as everybody having shit just all over the place
right.
in terms of stats. So basically the way that you differentiate yourself yeah. is via what effects you take in.
And what gear.
And what gear. And how you play, you know. I mean,
how you use your skills.
Yeah, working on making it a lot less straightforward than normal monster combat is. You know, the way that your skills, some skills that are not combat skills are going to be usable in PvP. You know, some skills are going to do very different things in PvP than they do against monsters, and I was pretty pleased with our initial like sort of brainstorming meeting that we did yesterday on what kinds of things these skills are going to do. You know, we came up with a lot of pretty novel ideas that I feel like are going
to
make it pretty interesting. So like lightweight, you can go in with a certain number of effects active, and don't worry, all of the complaints that you already have about that, we thought of that and we're putting in
maybe not all
putting
the
in
complaints.
The tools to deal with it. And there will be, you know, a certain band of equipment designated as, like, lightweight PvP equipment, right? So there will be a best thing for any given, like, sort of strategy that you're going for or whatever. But there won't necessarily be just a best thing for PvP yeah. in that lowest tier of PvP. So
there's still a lot of open questions, so yeah. Don't even bother trying to speculate or get angry or anything yet.
But the reason that we had to go, like, the initial assignment of stuff into PvP tiers was done based on the item's power. So what we wanted was a situation where the item's power basically corresponded to the magnitude of the enchantments that were on the items. And that was already done for everything except accessories, which we just never bothered to put power on.
And offhand items. A lot of which had been accessories before we carried the offhand items slot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because offhand items that weren't shields, the power doesn't do anything.
Well, I mean...
It determined the equip requirement, right? Which, so that's why that changed when all that...
So, yeah, there was... There...
Shields, the power doesn't do anything.
It does.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, I thought...
The power determines... There's a formula that determines the base damage reduction of the shield.
Okay.
That is based
okay.
on the power. You don't see it.
Okay.
You don't see it. Like, yeah. But it's not... The damage reduction that shields have is not an enchantment. Some of them have additional enchantments, but the damage reduction is just interpolated based on the item's power.
There are...
The power on shields is therefore, all over the place. Yeah. Like, there are a lot of, like... 270 power shields or whatever because of the way the
there were just a tremendous number of items that were just zero power because we had never bothered to fill that slot in because it didn't actually have a game impact
yeah.
in a lot of ways.
And it kind of, you know, if you think about it, it sort of doesn't make sense that the best weapon you can equip at level 1 gives you like 3 extra muscle and, you know, but here's this accessory that you can equip that gives you 12 muscle, like, that doesn't make... And you can have 3 of them.
Right.
You know, that it doesn't make any sense. That
the only,
it's badly done.
The only important differentiation here is that Mr. Store stuff, which is equipable at level 1,
yeah.
is going to be in the highest tier in PvP.
Yeah, that is true.
And that's a separate query that puts everything that you get by that process into the highest tier.
Because yeah. we don't want PvP at every level to just be dominated by the wealthy, right? You know, it probably will end up happening anyway. Because
I don't know, it's gonna be interesting to see. How
yeah,
it falls out.
It is gonna do some crazy things to certain items in the mall. I think
maybe.
You know, maybe. It'll be interesting to see. It'll be interesting to see what people do with it. You know, but I'm pretty stoked. This is basically the next Hobopolis, right? I mean, the next big thing. It's something that is a tremendous amount of work, and we're still in the early exciting portions of it now. And it's, I'm sure that I will grow to hate it over time, and then grow to love it again for a couple of weeks, and then grow to hate it again, and then grow to love it again for a couple of weeks, and then it'll be done, and then I'll get depressed because it'll go over really badly and.
It may not be any fun. So, it's tricky right now thinking of how to make it let people in Hardcore Ronin actually play it without having it give benefits or detriments that are just sort of unwieldy.
Yeah, I mean, I think we can handle it.
It's just.
There's going to be a sort of philosophical decision that needs to be made about whether there need to be ascension relevant rewards for PvP play, right? You know, like Marshall, fresh out of a lot of World of Warcraft, says you have to have ascension relevant rewards for PvP, or no one will do it.
Which I just don't think is.
I don't think that's
people,
true.
People will PvP in World of Warcraft for rewards that only worked in PvP.
Yeah, no.
Because people want to PvP. I mean,
I think that we can. You know, I feel like it would be a deeply bad idea to put in another like olfaction tome. You know,
right? Yeah.
To make somebody have to exclusively PvP for a year to get some. You know. Permanent skill that with no trade-offs, right? Something that is just flat out going to make ascensions faster. But you know, whereas I don't think that the olfaction tome itself was a bad idea. I feel like it was
very frustrating to old.
Yeah, it
players.
Was frustrating. It was, but the thing is, it was frustrating to people who were it was boring and tedious to people who were already bored,
right,
with the game. And I don't think that there was anything that we could do about that. You don't become a competitive ascender the first year that you're playing.
Anymore.
And so, for a new player, the tome is just not a big deal. I understand that everybody who's talking in the forums is pissed off about the tome still. You destroyed competition. But the thing is, I don't really, you know, if we had destroyed competition via the tome, I think competition would be back now. And since it's not, I feel like we destroyed it through any other of the things that we did that shot holes in the bottom of the bucket that was holding that particular wad of joy. Yeah, it's totally...
Your metaphor is just like...
My metaphor went
derailed
all
over
the,
place, all over the floor. Let's do some music or something so I can get another beer.
You think so?
It's like 9:69 right now.
That's true. I'm gonna listen to some Proclaimers.
Okay. Because we've never listened to them before.
Shut up.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to make you.
Proclaimers, primitive radio gods. We'll see you in 10 minutes, or you know. Fewer than that if my machine decides to reboot itself while the song is playing.
I keep telling me that all the world likes to read. I got some old Greek when I was 16. I can tell the difference between margarine and butter. Without starting to stutter.
I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I heaver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's heavering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more than be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. When I'm walking, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And the money comes in for the work I do. I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home, I come home. Oh, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's going over you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more if I'd be a man who walks. I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out,
when I go out,
well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And
when I come home,
yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home.
And we're back. Oh, and there's that buzz. Had to charge the laptop during that music.
Yeah. You just have no faith in batteries.
Yeah. I have no faith in Begora.
If we did the show during the daylight hours, we could
have a solar charger.
Solar charger.
But I think it would have the same. Well, no, it wouldn't. It couldn't possibly have the same problem because it wouldn't have any 60 hertz. My 60 hertz. Slavik says, "Happy Monday, gentlemen." See, we're so far behind, man. I really like Fish's Down with Disease, but dislike their crappy stoner jams. I understand that Jick shares this opinion. What other clever and interesting Fish can he recommend? Sample in a Jar is pretty good. Olive Rift. The jams in Rift are a lot like sort of jazzier than a lot of the stuff in the other albums, and the parts where they're actually singing are a lot more like hooky. So the entirety of Rift is pretty good. And
the thing about Fish that I'm not really sort of had a lot of first hand experience. I went to like one Fish show or whatever, but like they're really really accomplished musicians. Like they're really really good.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that like I feel like I just don't understand what is going on most of the time when they're doing a show. Because they're doing all of these really interesting things that are really interesting if you're sort of musically literate. And to me, it's just like, you know, I can sort of tell that they're doing sort of versions of their songs, but they're doing it like, you know.
Yeah, the only Fish show I ever went to was just super boring.
Really?
Yeah, like I could not get high enough to make it interesting.
another one of my college fraternity brothers was very into Fish, but he would write these just incredible essays about the shows that he would see and just describe in sort of fascinating detail what was going on. And like reading those was like really interesting.
Yeah, I have to imagine that reading a well-written essay about a Fish show is probably better than being at a Fish show.
And that may be, but you know.
Frankenbean says, I got poisoned today by a Black Widow spider today. And was able to clear the really quite poison today with a simple use of the anti-anti-antidote today. Might be interesting to make the various poison severities to be cleared out by different amounts of anti-anti-antidote. Now, I kind of like that it's because
it's pretty punitive if you don't happen to have it.
Yeah. This game is for noobs, you know?
Everybody should stock up on some anti-anti-antidote.
Yeah, there are going to be things happening that will make you very sad if you don't have any antidote available in combat, just so you know.
Soon.
Frankenbean says, maybe the poison severity could just be reduced by each use, so really quite poison would be reduced to somewhat poison, which would be reduced further to a little bit poison.
Every turn, but like, you get, if you're really poisoned and a single antidote only brings you up to the next grade and you were like close to the monster's level,
yeah, you're gonna get fucked.
Yeah, were just gonna get beaten.
Like, I like that it is basically always the case that you get poisoned by a monster. What would be really fucking brutal is if we had a monster that poisoned you and then did something else, right? A monster that poisoned and then effectively stunned you for one round. That would be brutal.
Yeah.
But, you know, I like that no matter how poisoned you get, you can still use an anti-antidote that round of combat, and you know, you've lost is a round of combat rather than the fight.
Right. You just have to be sort of paying attention.
GigaShadow 555 says, what I don't get about the Little Big Planet thing is why they can't just use PSN to patch the track so that it never plays on the game. They can, but you can play the game without being on PSN, and that's why they did the recall. They specifically addressed that.
For people that don't have internet.
Yeah. Still bullshit. Yeah. Burning flag,
maybe,
man.
Maybe they're saying, in sort of a very subtle way, that Muslims don't have the internet.
The Penny Arcade comic about it just nailed it.
I didn't see that.
It was like, yeah, you know, I played a level during the demo that the goal is to fly planes into the Twin Towers.
Oh,
like,
wow.
If they think that is the most offensive thing that is going to happen in this game, they are sorely mistaken.
Yeah, that's the fact that the player created content is just going to be, in general, so offensive.
Yeah.
That.
And it's just going to be offensive and copyright violations and like offensive copyrighted cocks and balls.
Yeah.
I'd play a game. I would have played a game on September 12th where you flew planes into buildings.
Maplethorpe
I'm trying to think of like what are some famous cocks and balls that you could turn into levels.
Yeah.
And then like
the Statue of David.
Yeah, Statue of David. So you have like you have two like statues of David laying on the ground with just giant cocks that are the size of buildings that you fly planes into.
There you go. Yeah. I was thinking like the
Statue of David isn't copyrighted.
the cock and balls that was the origin of the piss from Piss Christ. Right, that's another thing.
You could
violate copyright. Have a
level where you have to turn the valve to make the piss come out of the cocks and balls to go into the piss Christ jar.
To drench the crucifix. Yeah.
There was some like visual arts project that I remember in college where some girl was masturbating with a crucifix and then she dropped it into the toilet and it shattered. It was like a ceramic crucifix. That was like the whole... I was like,
just a piece of performance art?
Well, it was a video.
I see.
It's like, this is... People have got to stop doing stuff like this.
You're too sensitive.
Yeah. No, I'm not. It wasn't that I was offended by it. I was just like, this is so dumb. But it was designed to be super offensive and I was like, man, that's all you could think about. It was more
offensive than The Exorcist.
There were no demons involved.
Because doesn't she sort of like go to town on herself with a crucifix in the Exorcist?
Remember.
I don't know if it was something else that I saw. I think there is a scene where the little girl is like raping herself with a crucifix. Yeah.
No, I don't remember that.
Unless that was just a dream that I had.
Or some sort of porn.
I have heard about something about that. It might be in like the uncut edition or the
Yeah.
I think it's in
In the director's side. I can see why they would take something like that out of a movie in the 70s, you know, if their research was correct. BlizzBob says, how about a new encounter in the Palindome based on Sarah Palin? She'll drop McCandy canes or something. McCandy canes. No, BlizzBob. No. That's a bad idea for other reasons than it not being funny.
Did you happen to see the joke that Nightmare posted into Lounge today?
No.
The Sarah Palin joke. What is the difference between Sarah Palin's mouth and her vagina?
Oh, yeah. Only some of the things that come out of her vagina are retarded.
Yeah.
So
that is a great joke. I wonder if it was originally a joke about Sarah Palin, or I mean, because it would have to be targeted at somebody who's had multiple kids, right?
Yeah.
Like,
and one of them being retarded.
Is one of them retarded?
I believe so.
I didn't actually know that.
Well, because that was the whole like her being so pro life, even when she like had a child in utero that was obviously going to be problematic. She decided not to.
Yeah, you know what? One person's problem is another person's love.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. You know, we have to actually start injecting fetuses with Down syndrome so that
we can test
so people. That Down syndrome will be taken more seriously as a problem.
Uh-huh.
isn't that like a missing chromosome 23 or a defective point on chromosome 23?
Yeah, no. So the deal was that there was a Metafilter article about how basically in every case, doctors are now recommending that you get your fetus screened for Down syndrome because it's so easy to check for and
right.
You can do it very, very early. And like 95% of the cases are now resulting in abortions. I feel like that's fine. You know, it's sad, but it's fine. You know, I mean, it's like...
Yeah, it's not like it's
like
difficult
worse,
to try
again.
It's
like
try
no worse
again.
Than a miscarriage, right? It's
yeah.
not... I'm not saying like, yay, happy miscarriage, but like, you know... It, and like, there
most,
are... There
most
are,
miscarriages are just the body, like recognizing that there's something wrong and deciding to sort of...
right.
Abort the pregnancy naturally, you know? And in situations where the body doesn't recognize that there's something wrong...
Yeah, there's you know, helping it is that's what medicine is for. Helping your body get rid of bad things that it doesn't know how to get rid of on its own, right? Like these groups are saying that it's unethical because if there are fewer people born with Down syndrome, there won't be any funding for Down syndrome research or you know, like you don't need to research like hey, let's find a cure for polio. No, we don't have to.
We could find a cure for like redheads.
That's true. That's true. You know what we really need to cure is
redheads.
The Jews. There should be a test. There should be a test for whether or not your fetus is Jewish.
like
I think the test is your vagina Jewish?
Yeah. No, that is a test. See, this is what I don't get, though. Like, okay, so, right, eugenics, bad. You know who else, you know who had eugenics? The Nazis. But, like, okay, so does that mean that attractive people shouldn't have sex with one another and have kids with the idea that we'll have attractive kids, you know? Like, not every positive result of deliberate genetic manipulation counts as eugenics in an unethical way, right? Like,
I kind of have a tendency to believe, without necessarily having a lot of research to back this up, but that, you know, that, like, autism is more prevalent among the children of two bright people, right?
No, you know what? I read... if Jenny McCarthy's research is to be believed, it's caused by vaccinations.
Yeah, she needs to stop.
Somebody needs writing. To fucking kill her so that she can stop spewing that bullshit. Because somebody has to have asked her to.
Couldn't they just ask her to stop talking?
Yeah, somebody has to have. Right?
I see.
It is so fucking irresponsible for her to say that to people, and then for anyone to have funded printing a book.
She could probably have printed it herself, is the thing, you know?
Well, okay. She's on the cover of magazines. She was on the cover of Us Weekly.
Yeah.
I cured my son's autism, which, by the way, he got from being vaccinated. Don't let your kids get vaccinated. Like, that's great. Because I would much rather have a kid. I would much rather have a kid with fucking polio than an autistic kid. No, the kid with polio would not, like, I mean, polio doesn't tend to kill you, right?
You.
It cripples you, right?
Cripple
and so, yeah, I mean, I used to work with a guy who had polio when he was a kid, and he just had these kind of withered legs. He didn't seem to have had any really negative impacts
other than that. Because a bunch of unvaccinated people is just going to cause these diseases that we had basically eradicated to come back, and then we're all going to be...
Yeah. And it's all going to be fucking like fucking stuff. Jenny McCarthy's fault that mankind gets wiped out.
She broke up the band that is humanity.
Fucking Yoko. the band of brothers, the happy few. It's all coming back to Shakespeare.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say, you're making me think of The Road, actually.
Oh yeah. What about
Cormac McCarthy?
Oh, shit, right. Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
I met this kid named Cormac, and I was like, were you named after Cormac McCarthy? And he was like, yeah, my parents are really into Cormac McCarthy. I'm like, huh. I'm like, have you ever read any of his books? And he's like, no.
Wow.
Like, that's weird.
Huh.
You'd think that... I feel like if I was named after somebody, I would be... I would, you know, spend an hour trying to find out.
Yeah. Okay, lightning round.
Yeah, because we're
still on Monday's questions.
God damn it. All right, Rydette 42 says, what would happen if a hobo was overkilled with multiple elemental damage amounts over the magic number? Say if I managed to do a billion hot damage and a billion stench damage, would I get guts and boots? No, you would probably get... you would get boots... And you would get boots, right? Because I'm pretty sure that those are processed in hot, cold, stench, spooky, sleaze order. And the first one that fires prevents all of the others from firing. Pasta Golem says, to combat the mosquito sucks complaints, why not sneak a familiar equip for it into the game somewhere? Plus 15 mosquito. Plus mosquito action. The possibilities are limitless. I wouldn't call them exactly limitless.
We were going to make it suck a little bit less before we roll out the nemesis stuff, I feel like.
Do you mean suck a little bit more?
Yeah.
Shamogore says, you can get around WebSense with website translators. I did it all the time in high school to play your game and read Maddox. Yeah, but then the translator eventually gets blocked, too. Yeah. Odeem says, Diablo 3 or StarCraft 2? Immeasurably more excited about Diablo 3 than StarCraft 2.
I will play StarCraft 2, I think.
I will probably play it just because there's going to be a Mac version.
You'll have to buy three versions of it, though.
Yeah, I'll just buy the version of the race that interests me.
I know, 2011, I don't care.
Yeah. No, I have no problem. I'm going to buy everything that Blizzard puts out. I am just already sloshing around with that Kool-Aid.
I feel like the plan is for us to buy Diablo 3 and then play it together as a group.
So that we can get immediately sick of it and each other?
Yeah. But I mean, it'll be fun when it's new content.
Well, I mean, I don't know who's gonna be xenophobe and just loot all the shit. You know what though? You can't do that anymore. Diablo
oh, that's
3
right.
Has
you get your own loot.
Owned loot.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, it really is.
I owned all of your loot.
I wonder if I think maybe the other people just can't see it, which is a little less exciting.
I think that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. But whatever. Istanbul says, could we get weapon durability in the game? I know the Ancients has it, but all weapons should break after enough use unless you go to an NPC and pay to have them fixed.
No.
Armor, shield, shirts, and accessories should suffer the same wear and tear because durability is the best mechanic ever.
No.
You know, there is one game that I really enjoyed durability mechanic in.
Which was?
Final Fantasy Legend 2 or 3. I don't remember which one. Okay. Game Boy Final Fantasy game where basically every item in the game was consumable. You didn't buy a sword, you bought 20 fights worth of sword.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And one of the things you could get was, like, the glass sword that had, like, 3 uses, but did incredible amount of damage.
Yeah. Or, unless your character was a robot, in which case it could use them without... It would knock them down to half their strength or whatever, and then...
They would not...
Yeah, it was interesting.
Could you buy... the glass sword, 100 glass swords have 300 fights of glass sword?
You could, yeah. You'd have to...
I feel like the glass sword was a drop, actually, or a chest item. Yeah. Huh. I don't know if you could buy those.
A chest item? Yeah. It was actually a glass nipple ring. Istanbul says, every time MTV was playing November Rain, so you mean all the time? Yes. Let's see. Furtive Muffin says, I get the narrative justification of the bathysphere for most familiars, even the robots, but why does a hat possessed by the ghost of a rooster need to breathe air? Well, because it does. It just does.
Well, the rooster needs to breathe air.
You need the weight on it so that the hat doesn't just float up to the surface.
You gotta stop, man.
Dude.
It's
some sort
Tex Murph
of
says,
ghost.
Exploring lonely content vectors would be flippin' awesome. Well, you're gonna think that Q1 of 2009 is flippin' awesome! Q1,
yeah, dude, seriously.
Zachia says, why so serious? I heard you like NetHacks. Yeah, I like NetHacks enough. Ayumpara says, thanks for the REM. Automatic for the People is one of my favorite albums ever. Well, you're welcome. Shiverwarp says, is it possible to somehow show the attack damage when using a haiku katana? Perhaps roll over on the haiku or something. I keep meaning to do that.
It does it for low values, right?
Yeah. It does it for values anyway. I think that on the damage one, just putting it in a span that has a rollover text that shows the damage. Like, okay. I do that in other play. When you get an item, you can mouse over it for the name of the item, you know. When you get, you know, if it's more syllables than that. When you get an effect, there's all kinds of precedent for it. Putting a rollover on the picture, actually, is much easier.
That's true.
Yeah.
Is that not going to screw up the screen reader stuff that you already got for...
Yeah, those things probably don't have alt tags. Oh. The fight script really doesn't.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sarah Jane says, could you make it so the Hidden City collapses like the tavern after killing the Protector Spectre, as there's no need thereafter? I keep meaning to do that. Yeah.
You know, but I thought... I guess I misunderstood when we were designing that. I thought that the buffs were going to be a benefit.
So did I. I thought that they were until, like, a year later when somebody pointed out that it closes it off. I feel like there were a lot of things about that, because that was one of the things where we had Xeno do it when we were in England, and I feel like just, like, hey, these are these things that I want this to do. And then it got done, and then we never really checked to make sure that everything was working the way that we wanted it to.
Because there were so many things we were doing all at once that we just didn't think to check it after it was sort of coded.
I remember spending all that time at the pub trying to come up with level 12 mechanics. Yeah.
That was fun, though.
It was, and we totally ended up... We had these wildly different ideas individually of how that should work, and then we managed to
We had literally drawn them on pieces of paper separately and then brought them to the pub. Or we took paper to the pub and drew them there.
Yeah.
And then we, like, showed them to each other, and we're like, yeah.
Yeah. nobody liked anybody's ideas, but then we were able to synthesize all of them into something that, you know, all of our players hate. Sweet.
Designed by committee. Woo-hoo.
Dung Beetle says, I've been Bad Moon Ascending since I started playing, so I haven't done Hobopolis yet. Will Hobopolis remain available when the new clan dungeon opens? Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, it'll be there forever.
Grimtooth says, implement a buy item button at the top of mall stores. It's annoying to have to wait for a long list of items to load and scroll through to get to the button at the end. I think we should just start limiting the number of items that you can have in a store.
That's going to piss a lot of people off.
Well,
but
fuck them, you know, 100 items.
What we could do which I think is, would be a great idea, is when you search for an item, and then you like pick a store that has that item is automatically selected, because then you can just tab to the buy button.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You still have to wait for it to load.
It's true, it's a lot less of a hassle than having to like scroll and find it in the middle of this giant list.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people have asked. No, yeah. I'm not going to do that. I'm never going to do that.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, fucking Grease Monkey does it. Goddamn Grease Monkey.
We should... That's an entire familiar that we haven't ever thought of. Some sort of Grease Monkey.
Yeah. Glitter Boy says, I like gin, but I've never liked any of the martinis I've tried. Does that make me weird? Maybe I just don't like vermouth. Yeah, make one without vermouth. A couple drops of vermouth, good gin, and a bunch of olive juice.
I mean,
with like three or four olives.
Do you just not consider vodka martinis martinis? Or
I just don't like... I kind of avoid vodka in general.
Really?
I don't like booze that doesn't... Okay, the perfect vodka doesn't taste like anything. And so...
Well,
there
are really good vodkas that are flavored. And that's I feel like, kind of the whole point.
I don't know about that. I don't know that I believe there are really good vodkas that are
You've
flavored.
You've never had, like, Zabrovka, the buffalo grass stuff?
No.
That's really good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
it's
know.
It's like Polish vodka.
Fineldar says, why has Scully been becoming more of a hippie indie hipster? Good job, you finally shopped at Walmart. Not like Walmart is the greatest, but being snooty and not shopping there, geez. Well, I'm snooty and don't shop at Walmart when I can avoid it.
I'll avoid. I will go. I will make a point of going to a sort of mom and pop store over a Walmart if I can.
Yeah.
I only go to Walmart
when, like, if we need groceries and it's 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Then we go to Walmart, but that's
I mean,
basically the only situation.
When I needed a wireless router and it was 11:30 p.m. was the last time I went to Walmart.
You
right?
need,
I mean,
didn't you need one to like?
You made sure to steal a Coke on your way out.
I'm super desperate. The thing is, I don't like Walmart's censorship policies. I don't like what they do to the world. Right? I don't care about the environment. I care fuck all about their employees. Anybody who's boycotting Walmart because of the way that they treat their employees. Fuck you. Tell your friends that if they don't like their job, to get a different goddamn job. Seriously, I do not care how companies in America treat their employees, because people in America have 100% of the power over their jobs, unless they made a bunch of really stupid decisions and they literally cannot quit their job because their 40 kids will starve. You know what? Those people are fucked. They don't get to have good jobs. Yeah! Jick for president!
I don't like people that don't shop at Target because they don't support our
troops. I thought the notion of like a Sam's Club car was very interesting.
Yeah.
Like, that is an interesting position for them to be in. Like, they can pick a technology. They could manufacture a car.
Yeah, they could single-handedly manufacture and make plausible
in the United States
any alternative fuel
yeah.
that they wanted. If they do that, you know, great. Whatever, like, I'll drive one, you know? Like,
yeah.
But I would rather go, you know, and it's probably, you know, I don't have any problem shopping at Target. They probably do the same censorship bullshit that bothers me so much about Walmart.
The next time I buy a car, I kind of want to buy a full electric car.
Yeah.
It's the problem is it's like You can't buy one direct from any manufacturer unless it's super expensive, and then to get like or to get a kit to like retrofit a car is like $30,000. So,
hello, we've just been talking about how I drive a Lexus. $30,000 for a car? I scoff at that. No, my car cost about $30,000 actually. It's not. I would never want to spend $60,000 or $70,000 or $80,000 on a car. I feel like that's it. You know, cars are like booze, right? If you pay twice as much, you can get booze that is twice as good. If you pay three times as much, you get booze that is 2.1 times
right,
as
right.
good, right?
There's
like there's a big difference between like Jack Daniel's and Safeway brand whiskey, but there's not that big of a difference between like a $100 bottle of whiskey and a $30 bottle of whiskey, you know. That's how I feel about cars. And that's why, I was like trying to figure out what kind of car to buy, that's why I ended up with one of the like middle of the road nice cars. You know, I sort of, I feel like, Infiniti and Audi and Lexus are kind of in that category. They're not BMW. So there's like, you know, Toyota, Ford, whatever, and then there's like the nice lines of those cars, right? Which is kind of the sort of like Red Lobster to McDonald's. But then there's BMW and Mercedes and right. You know, whatever. BMWs were just ridiculous. Like, BMW had some cars in the price range that I was, like, willing to spend on a car when I bought my car, but they were just, they just looked like normal cars. They weren't cool at all. I don't even like the new Lexuses. I'm sad that I found this perfect car, and now it's getting old.
The car design philosophy of building a box with wheels has become interesting, you know? Like, the Element or whatever, the...
Yeah.
Like, why do people buy those cars? They're so ugly.
Okay, so much for the lightning round. Jesus.
Yeah.
Itemus says, what happened with the unannounced item changes / stat requirements for Chintzy and other items? I can understand it, I guess, but advance warning would have been nice.
It was It was just sort of a bad
It was because Hot Stuff did it at night when I wasn't here to make an announcement about it, and,
Yeah, it was a Friday,
The fucking indignation in the forums was really frustrating, though, because, like,
only a couple people. You know,
goddamn Mr. Crack.
I just have him turned off. I don't even read his posts anymore.
That's a good idea. Yeah, you can. Yeah, the new forum software has individual user belief.
The fact that it seems like most of the time his comments are just negative is very frustrating. But, you know, I'm not going to ignore anybody.
Right, and I'm not either. And that's, you know, I've never had anybody on my ignore list in the game. You know, like, I just feel like I don't have that luxury in the position that I'm in. And I'm not going to ignore anybody in the forums. What's frustrating is not that... It's like, I don't mind somebody who's, like, negative all the time. You know, there have been trolls in the past that, you know, maybe got on Scully's nerves, but didn't really bother me that much. You know? But with him, and, you know, same deal with the Keska guy. You know? And, you know, we're just feeding the trolls. We're talking about them.
That's true.
We're giving them the attention that they deserve.
I never really felt like they were trolls, but I guess maybe I'm wrong.
They're not. They will criticize us in ways that are derogatory towards us and not towards our actions. And that's what really bothers me. There isn't this sort of fundamental trust that we are trying to make a good game, you know?
Right.
And that's where the... That's where the cuts on my arms that appear after I black out after reading the forums for a while come from.
And that's why you have no interest in playing an emo kid on Forum Wars.
Istanbul says, could we have a file that allows us to do bad spelling damage? Maybe a text file?
Or it could just be a PHAIL.
The Rabbit says, so here's what I've been wondering about. A dungeon in which you would use an adventure to go deeper, like the basement, but where loot would accumulate, and if you get beaten up, it's lost. That is a fascinating idea.
So you're kind of like... It's like a...
You're gambling on being able to survive the next fight.
Huh.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Linguini Lad says, I just checked out Forum Wars and I have to buy 7 brownie points if I want to do episode 2. That's bullshit! Yeah. He did a whole
bullshit
blog post.
Ghost thinks this is bullshit.
I kind of wish that KOL players
didn't identify themselves as KOL
players. Wouldn't go to Forum Wars and say, hey, I'm a KOL player and it's bullshit that you're charging for this. Because it's totally not bullshit that they're charging for that. You know, one of the plans that Scully and I had from the very beginning was to add a second continent with, you know, a whole new game's worth of content that you would get to if you had donated. We decided not to do it.
The incontinent.
The incontinent. It was hilarious. Guys, it was hilarious.
But it's, you know, it's a valid business model.
It is. It is a valid business model. We decided not to do it, and I think we ended up better off because we decided not to do it because of the way that we had been operating up until that point. They are, you know, the Forum Wars guys are different than us.
And they're just starting out.
They're a newer company. You know, they have ads and we don't. And you don't see people just bitching about that because, you know, like... That's a decision that we made early on. Like, it bothered me in a way that it didn't bother them, but there's no fucking value judgment there. None whatsoever. seriously, like, leave them alone, or at least don't say that you come from here if you're going and giving them shit about
it's,
that.
It's a weird.
Oh, I mean, man, you know what else? There was a jab at us in the Forum Wars parody of its own forum.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was one of the responses when I was trying to pwn the thread was somebody saying, "Why don't you go back to playing Empire of Disdain, noob?" And I was like, "Damn,
that's cool."
Blah. Glebe says, "We called them monkey dishes at the place I worked, too." Yeah.
What? Monkey dishes?
Yeah, ramekins are monkey dishes. LOTE says, "Hey, how about some new monsters to have bounties on which to have bounties for hunting?" Yeah. Also, how about new gear there that doesn't do much but is animated? Suboptimal yet cool. No, we should just add another thing that is like the olfaction tome. Gives as much of an ascension advantage as the olfaction tome, but takes another 10 years worth of bounties. 3,650 bounties. Manendra says, "In GoldenEye, Q has a pen that's a grenade, and he blows up a crash test dummy, then says the pen is mightier than the sword." Yeah. Fineldar says, "Dude, disembodied hand allows for 3 bottle rocket crossbows. What the fuck?" Yeah, but 3 bottle rocket crossbows is not better for farming than 2 bottle rocket crossbows and a fairy. So, that's fine. Yeah. It is, in fact, the case that if you have a bottle rocket crossbow in your offhand and something else in your main hand, that you don't get to use the bottle rocket. I need to fix that. Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah. I think all of those conditionals are checking for it being your weapon rather than you having it equipped.
You had it in your offhand, it would work.
No.
Oh.
Yeah. You did not get the... If you had one in your offhand and one in your main hand, you got to use the skills twice.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So then that needs
to be fixed. It is really weird that nobody noticed that. It is weird that people...
People probably noticed it, but didn't... It didn't get loud.
It didn't seem like it was wrong, I guess, but it totally is. Especially what gets me is why people didn't immediately start asking us about it when the Haiku Katana came out.
Asset says, "I thought I had malaria, so I drank some gin and tonics. Apparently, you need to drink a lot more than is safe for your liver to be of any benefit." You're doing it in the wrong order. You have to drink the quinine before you go into the mosquito infested area because it's a preventative. It's not
a cure.
No, once you get malaria, you're fucked. Sorry. It's like Lariam. You have to start taking it weeks before you even go.
And also, you could just drink the tonic water without
drinking.
But also modern tonic water does not have a medically significant amount of quinine in it. So it
tastes like it does.
Yeah.
No, it does. Tonic water tastes delicious.
No, I'm not saying it tastes bad. I'm just saying it has a very strong taste.
There's a lot of sugar in it.
Yeah, but that's not the like bitter. Bitterness doesn't come from the sugar.
Tonic water isn't bitter. Tonic water is sweet.
I don't know what kind of tonic water you've been drinking. Yeah. Have you ever had just a can of tonic water?
Yeah. No, I used to drink tonic water just by itself.
Huh. It was refreshing. I feel like there's sweet. A very distinct, like, it's got, sure, it's sweet, but there's a very distinctive,
I mean,
like,
more bitter than just the carbonation affords it.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I've been drinking a lot of just plain old carbonated water, and it's very different.
Along the same lines as the last question, a disturbed addict says, "When you equipped a disembodied hand with Hodgman's whacking stick, you don't get the insanity critical effect. Is this a bug?" It is a decision that we made.
Oh, because you're not actually attacking
with
it.
Yeah, to not... You only get critical effects from main hand weapons. Because you're theoretically not... We discussed it, and I thought, okay, it makes the whole things that happen on critical more interesting if there are more opportunities for you to get them. And, like, if the disembodied hand gives you more opportunities to get them than you would otherwise have, you know. We end up with 3 things. It doesn't... I feel like nobody would have... Nobody complained that dual-wielding whacking sticks didn't give you the insanity effect twice. Right? So... By that reasoning, it kind of, you know, is at least consistent. I think it would be... I would not want to have to write every one-handed weapon from now on with the understanding that you might have 3 one-handed weapon critical effects available to you at any given time. Because I like the on critical as a content vector, right?
Yeah.
Q1, we should flesh it out.
Gunter Maplethorpe says, "I'd like to offer a standing ovation for
whoever is in charge of posting the radio show to iTunes so quickly. So that'd be Stargazer. You'll have to take me at my word that I'm standing and clapping. So,
Grack says, can you please, for the love of God, fix the hole in the sky? The only two items we're required to have, hat plus key, and for Bad Moon, starfish. All require more stars than lines. Tough shit, you know? Like, so get more stars than lines.
I have less issue with that than the fact that it's kind of boring.
You can zap them. Well, you can. You can't. Can you?
You can, yeah.
Can you zap stars and lines?
I'm pretty sure you can. No, you can't. No.
Can you?
No. Yeah,
yeah,
no.
You can. No, you can't.
I mean, you can try. They might wiggle.
LOTE says, hey, might there be some water familiars that have a similar handicap on land?
Pause.
No, we're totally done adding stuff underwater. There aren't going to be any familiars
just
or anything
two,
else.
Just those,
yeah,
two
just those two zones. Sorry. We did it every 2 weeks until we were done, though.
Yep.
Mission accomplished.
I was really surprised about one of the things that we put in that 24 hours later didn't seem to have anybody noticing it.
Yeah.
It was totally live.
Has that changed?
I don't know.
Has anybody found it
yet? I don't know yet. We'll find out. I'll check after the show.
Those, the item drops down there are just brutally low.
Yeah?
Yes, they
are.
It is, you know, a lot of this, they're going to become so much more common as time goes by, because more of them will be dropping even at their current rate, and as time goes by, there will be more and more and more things that mitigate the abysmally low drop rates down there, so yeah. Yeah, I was a little surprised, but not really that thing hadn't been found. It is a mechanic that to people who figure out how it works will understand how important that is as a vector for underwater stuff.
I love talking about things in such ambiguous terms that nobody knows what we're talking about.
Old One says, I just got the strung up quartet notification while adventuring at the frat house. Bug or feature? Feature.
Feature.
Yeah, it's supposed to.
Trivial update.
You're supposed to be able to hear them from everywhere. Lork says, I really like how the honeydew melon, nepenthe schnapps, and white Zanadian give crazy good effects at the cost of being suboptimal food/drink. More of that sort of thing. I like stuff like that.
Yeah, that's. I mean, that's definitely part of.
But keep in mind that that's donation content, really. So, you know, don't expect things to be that good.
But I feel like a lot of our content vectors are going to be to like have really interesting effects at the cost of turns and stuff.
Yeah. Let's see. Aldrak says, adventuring again with the backtick key doesn't work in the sewer or the hedge maze. Bugger feature. I think that I can redo the sewer again as an adventure zone. God. It was an adventure zone, and then it became its own script, and I think I can...
Sewer is problematic in a number of ways.
Yeah, I think I can take back Sunday, though.
Alright.
I think I can make the sewer and the daily dungeon regular zones.
The daily dungeon?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yep. I think that the way that we have conditionals and all that shit,
sure.
I think they're more than powerful enough to make the daily dungeon without it having to be, you know, because the daily dungeon went in before there were choice adventures,
right?
And
sure,
before there were conditionals on encounters. So, yeah, consistency. One might go so far as to say a foolish consistency. Oh, we should put hobgoblins in the daily dungeon.
I was just thinking, yeah.
Hobgoblins
with little minds.
Tom Bill says, add discoveries for pulverizing?
That'd be cluttered.
And, yeah.
And
I don't exactly understand
and very
what that
random, because, you know, we don't want... Oh, I got one hot powder and two twinkly powders. Does that mean we just tell you the range of what you're getting out of the item? Like, no. No, it doesn't.
Sorry. That seems like it's not going to work.
Tatter says, some say love is the beans of the heart, others say it is the pop of the chocolate starfish. Not really sure where I'm going with this. Who is Roy and Sven? Roy is the pretentious artist, and Sven is this dude that I went to high school with. Tom Bill says, make communication wind chimes and paddle phones available in the camp/house for dimes/quarters.
No,
they're a drop from every monster. We decided to put more dots up on every time and more wind chimes and paddle phones up on every mob. ChefUp27 says, since the mosquito sucks so much, no pun intended, why not release the serrated proboscis extension to make it better? Because it's good. That's an unimplemented hidden item. There is no...
It's not hidden so much as just unimplemented.
Yeah.
I don't understand how one of those just popped into existence one day.
When?
Like a year or two ago. It was very strange. Like there was one in the mall. And I was like, what happened?
Arbitrary item creation bug. Hey, remember when the new crafting script introduced an arbitrary item creation bug?
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Ha-ha!
Yeah. I like it when that happens. So.
You like it when people report it right away, and then...
No, I do. I do. Those are the most exciting and relieved bigger bug finder blades I ever hand out, where they're, hey, you are the first and only person that knew about this arbitrary item creation bug. Thank you for not ruining us. GigaShadow555 says, so Jake, you mentioned on the Twitter that you got Order of Ecclesia. Is it awesome? Yes! How long have you played it so far? A few hours. I've probably logged 4, 5, or 6 hours on it. It's fucking great. Fucking great.
Madison14 says, three-handed weapons should now only be equipped by people with three hands. That's kind of funny.
Chemistron says, how is the frequency for getting captured in the chum cage determined? Well, it's a complicated algorithm based on how close your name is to Chemistron.
Yeah, so you're probably getting screwed.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Gannett Swift says, can you guys arrange custom outfits so that if two different one-handed weapons are part of a custom outfit, it will remember which weapon goes in which hand? Also, there may or may not be game mechanics reason for doing so, but I would truly appreciate it if you did it. Yeah, one of these days. It's not nearly as easy a fix as it seems like it would be. C.D. Moyer, looking at that code, was like, yeah, wow, I can definitely see why this did not get fixed.
Custom outfits, I remember custom outfits being the first feature I requested as a player, and it has just been, like, this nightmare ever
it's
since.
It's your fault, Hot Stuff.
I don't know if I was the one who came up with the idea, but it, yeah, it's a mess.
Zortag says, I really like you guys' Twitter feed. The updates there are fun to follow. With the advent of Hobopolis and its related chat channel, it got me and some of my clannies thinking it would be cool if there was a purchasable rank-restricted chat channel for clans, so that admins could have private convos with each other, or especially ranked clannies, could talk together. Of course, this is only really wanted in the giant clan I'm in, so maybe it would be pointless for all except us and another handful of huge clans. Yeah.
there was that idea we had that one time, which actually would be potentially something we could do soon.
Yeah.
Didn't even think about that.
Lork says, could pulverize be separated from meatsmithing in the crafting menu, please? I don't know.
It wasn't separated
from meatsmithing before. What?
It's hard to find now if you don't know where it is.
Well, I feel like part of it is because the link used to be smith/smash stuff.
Huh.
In the inventory, and it doesn't do that in the crafting script. I noticed that because I was trying to pulverize something the other day to test something.
You can always go to the
wiki.
Yeah. And it will tell you where everything is. Yeah. But
Drab Immortal Lab says, move any antidote from Demon Market to Dot Galactic. I keep meaning to do that, and I keep not doing it.
Huh.
How what?
That's an interesting thing.
And then he links to the next, the 700 Mole Men from the next John Hodgman book. Yeah, now we have to do a Mole Man clan dungeon. I should be done with the radio show and give y'all to Fusilaban.
Can you flush just the ones that we've answered?
I can and did.
Wow.
Woo.
Alrighty. We'll see you kids on Monday.
Bye. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Which makes us blessed and makes for stormy weather.
indeed, my Japanese is better. And when she's pressed, she will undress, and then she's boxing clever. A friend in need, a friend indeed, a friend who bleeds is better. My friend confessed she passed the test, and we will never sever. Days dawning, skins crawling. Days dawning, skins crawling. Days dawning, skins crawling. Days dawning, skins crawling. A friend in need, a friend indeed, a friend who'll tease is better. Our thoughts compressed, which makes us blessed, and makes for stormy weather. A friend in need, a friend indeed, a friend who bleeds is better. My friend confessed.